It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Peter became so famous because of that healing the lame man. And this news went all around, and people start bringing the sick people on the beds and the couches, and they wanted at least Peter's shadow should fall on these people. That much faith these people had. And actually, people start getting healed when the Peter's shadow fell on them. And the Word of God says, this story is in the Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. And the Word of God says, multitude of people start coming from different parts of Jerusalem and different cities. And people start bringing their sick people. Not only that, people were possessed by demon. Those people were coming, and the Word of God says, every one of them were healed. Today, if you tell this story, people will not believe. But this is a true story. This happened in the time of first century. And the believers were doing signs and wonders and miracles. And they were not using their own name, but they were using the name of Jesus Christ. St. John chapter 14 verse 12, Jesus Christ promised them that they will be doing more miracles than what Jesus Christ did. When Jesus was ministering to people, we heard some people were touching him and they got healed. Some people were healed by just speaking the word. But we never read in the Bible, in the New Testament, that Jesus Christ's shadow fell on somebody and that person was healed. But here we see, this is just the promise fulfilled, what Jesus Christ said, that the people who are following Jesus Christ, His disciples, they will do greater things. And so that promise is not only for Peter, John, or Paul. That promise is for you and for me. God wants you to believe that whatever is written in the Word of God is true. And if you have faith, you can have the same kind of miracles in the name of Jesus. One day one man wrote me a letter and he said, my wife is dying, and when you read this letter, she might be dead. But when I got the letter, I laid hand on that letter and I prayed. And I wrote him a letter giving all the Bible scriptures and said, as your wife read this letter, she will be completely healed. For the point of contact, just hold this letter on her chest after the reading the letter, and she will be completely healed. I just said it by faith. That time there was no telephone in their house, so I could not contact them by the telephone. Only thing I could do to write a letter. After that, I received a letter from them, the lady's handwriting. And she said, as I received your letter, I read every word of God. And I took that letter and put it on my chest. And I am completely healed by the grace of God. What I'm trying to say. Our God is a miracle working God. Peter, John, they were all ordinary people, just like you and me. What was the difference between them and us? They walked with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. They studied the Word of God with Jesus. And if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you believe that Jesus Christ came from heaven, died for you, rose again, He's a living God, then same Jesus has power to heal you. In book of Isaiah, we read chapter 53, He took our sorrow, sickness, pain, disease on the cross. With His stripes, we are healed. If you believe it, then you receive it. There is nothing impossible with God. Once you believe in your heart, then it will work for you. It sounds foolish. It sounds useless. But you have to practice it. When you are desperate, you tried everything, all kinds of medicine, all kinds of stuff. You travel all around to get healed. And if you didn't get healed, and if you still have problem, then trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never fails. Here we read in book of Acts chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. Peter prayed for these people. Even the shadow of Peter fell on people. And the word of God says every one of them were healed. Not a single person went disappointed. Jesus Christ is right here. And wherever you are, because there is no limit. John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus says, God is spirit. So when you say God is spirit, that means spirit is everywhere. And now Jesus Christ went to heaven. Now He is also in a spirit form. He can take the form as well as He can stay in the spirit. So He is also everywhere. And the Holy Spirit also is everywhere. So I believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Triune God. Our God is so powerful. He does miracles today. Doesn't matter how far you are not too far from God. God wants to reach you. And you should reach Him by faith. And He is going to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Only thing you have to do is believe. If you never believed in Jesus Christ, you are not going to lose anything believing in Jesus Christ. You are going to gain something. You are going to gain healing. You are going to gain eternal life. And you are going to gain all the blessings in the Word of God. Whatever is God's, it belongs to you. But you can only get it through Jesus Christ. If you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. I promise you, I will read the Bible. I will go to church. I will pray every day. And I will tell somebody that Jesus is my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven. and there is no record of your sins. Now you are a child of God. And the healings is children's bread. I'm going to pray for you. You believe in your heart that you are a child of God. Now you have peace in your heart. Your sickness, your disease will be gone. If you have some other problems, maybe marriage problem, maybe children's problem, God is going to take care of your problems. Now your problems are not yours. You're going to give it to the Lord, and God will take care of your problems. Just agree with me as I pray. And together we pray. And God promise that when we agree and pray, He will hear our prayer. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I believe in my heart. Peter and John, they did signs and wonders and miracles. Even the Peter's shadow was able to heal sick. And the sick people got healed and the demon were cast out. Same Jesus is here. According to your words, Psalm 107, verse 20, your word says you will send the word, heal them and deliver them. So Lord Jesus, I believe that your word is so powerful. There is a life in your word. As you speak the word, people are going to get healed, delivered, and set free. Do it for the glory of God. I commit each and every person into your loving hand. Please touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know that Jesus Christ has started a good work, and He is going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. If you believed that God heard your prayer and my prayer, and He is doing signs and wonders and miracles, Jesus never fails. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.